The old man's Bracknell is dead as far as the officials are concerned, but we can begin our lives again, Lara. We can take up where we left off. She shuddered, like a woman coming out of a trance. Begin our lives again? Yes, I love you, dearest. I want to marry you, and I'm already married. I have an 8-year-old son, Victor's son. You can divorce Victor. Nobody will blame you for leaving him. Recognition lit her eyes. You did this to Victor. It wasn't Elliot. It was you. I did it for you, he said. You destroyed my husband's career and ruined Elliot because I love you. What kind of love is that? Alexia saw the disgust in her eyes. You don't understand, he said. They destroyed me. Victor deliberately lied at my trial. He wanted me out of the way so he could have you. He stole you from me. He stole my entire life. And now you've stolen his. Yes. And I want you back. You're the reason I've done all this. Oh, my God, she moaned. You loved me. You know you did. You said you wanted to be with me. Well, now we can... And Elliot, too. What do you have against him? Anger rising inside him, Alexio said. He's the one who started the scheme to destroy the Sky Tower. Him and his new morality hatred for nanotechnology or anything else that they can't find in the Old Testament. Destroy the Sky Tower? It was sabotaged. Deliberately knocked down. They didn't care how many people they killed, they just wanted the tower destroyed, and me with it. She stared at him. You're saying that Victor helped to bring the tower down? No, I don't think so. I don't know. But he lied at my trial. He was perfectly willing to lie so that the blame would all be dumped on me, so that I'd be sent off Earth and he'd have you to himself. Lara shook her head. Just the slightest of movements, as she said. I can't believe that. I don't believe any of this. But it's true. It's all true. Victor is a lying thief, and Danvers helped him. She sagged back on the padded bulkhead. Alexios climbed to his feet and sat beside her. I know it's a lot to accept all at once, but I really am Mance Bracknell. At least I was once. Now I'm Dante Alexios. I'm fairly prosperous. I can offer you a fine life back on Earth. Victor stole you from me. I want you back. He's my husband, Lara repeated weakly. He looked directly into her eyes. In the dim lighting of the compartment, he could not see any tears in them. Lara, you can't tell me that you love Victor the way you love me. She said nothing. We were perfect for each other, he said. The minute I first saw you, back in that dull statistics class with the Chinese TA who could barely speak English, I fell hopelessly in love with you. For long moments, she remained silent. Then, you certainly didn't show it. I was too shy. It didn't seem possible that anyone as wonderful as you would have the slightest interest in me. Lara smiled faintly. We belong together, Lara. They've separated us for so many years, but we can be together again now. Again, that slight shake of her head. So many years have gone by. But we can start again, he urged. It's not that simple. It can be, if you want it to be. Victor got what's coming to him. He's finished, out of the picture. He's my husband, she said, still again. He stole you from me. She looked away for a moment, then turned back to him. Look, Mance, or Alexios, or whoever you are, I am married to Victor Molina. He's the father of my child. You've tried to ruin him. Nothing less than he deserves, Alexios growled, feeling his anger simmering inside him again. In fact, he deserves a lot worse. What you've told me might save him, Lara said. Alexios was thunderstruck. He felt a wave of nausea wash over him. You'd take him over me? Mance Bracknell is dead, Lara said, her voice flat and cold. So be it. We could never recapture what we had all those years ago. Do you think I could leave Victor and go with you, knowing what you've done to him? But he deserves it. No, he doesn't. And even if he did, his wife should be by his side, protecting and supporting him. For the sake of our child, if for no other reason. You belong with me. No. My place is with my husband and son, no matter what happened in the past. That's... Alexios ran out of words. This has gone all wrong, he said to himself. All wrong. Lara got to her feet. I'm going to tell Victor about this, and then McFerguson. I won't mention Mance Bracknell. I'll simply tell them that you confessed to me that you planted the false evidence. They'll find out who I am, Alexios pleaded. They'll send me back to the belt. Not if you can prove that the Sky Tower was sabotaged. Not if you can lead the authorities to the people who are really responsible for all those deaths. He stood up beside her, his knees unsteady, and watched as she abruptly turned away from him and left the observation lounge. He stood frozen, watching as the door slid closed. Then he felt the glare from Mercury's surface blaze through the heavily tinted blister of glass steel. It felt like the hot breath of doom. Goethe Base. It's all gone wrong, Alexios said to himself as he sat miserably alone in his sparely furnished office at the construction base. Horribly wrong. Lara, Victor, and Danvers had left for Earth on the ship that had shepherded the 6 new power satellites from Selene. She must be telling Victor everything, Alexios thought. It's only a matter of time before the IAA or some other group sends investigators here to check me out. If they suspect I'm not who I say I am, they'll want to do DNA scans on me. If I refuse, they'll get a court order. It's finished, he told himself. Over. She's not the same Lara I knew. The years have changed her. He stood up and studied his reflection in the blank wall screen. They've changed me, too, he realized. He paced across the little office, thinking that he was still all alone in the universe. Lara doesn't love me anymore. No one in the entire solar system cares about me. There's only one thing left to do. Get Yamagata down here and finish the job. Make him pay before they come after me. After that, it doesn't matter what happens. Yet he hesitated. When the investigators come, I could tell them the whole story. Tell them how Yamagata sabotaged the Sky Tower. How he's the one who's really responsible for all those deaths. But the mocking voice in his head sneered, "And they'll believe you? Against Yamagata? Where's your evidence? He's murdered everyone connected with the sabotage. Toshikazu was the last one, and his assassins even killed themselves so there'd be no possible witnesses remaining." Alexios knew the severed end of the Sky Tower lay more than 4,000 meters beneath the surface of the Atlantic, near the fracture zone where hot magma wells up from deep beneath the Earth's crust. No one would send an expedition to search for the remains of nanomachines that had probably been dissolved by now, he knew. He also knew that Saito Yamagata maintained the convenient fiction that his son ran Yamagata Corporation. He was in the Lamasery in Tibet when the Sky Tower went down, Alexios remembered. Yes, of course, the voice in his mind taunted. He pulled all the strings for this vast murderous conspiracy from his retreat in the Himalayas. Try getting the authorities to buy that. Alexios shook his head slowly. No, I'm not going to try to get the authorities to do anything. I'm going to take care of Yamagata myself. I'm going to end this thing once and for all. He told the phone to call Saito Yamagata. Yamagata was clearly uncomfortable about being out on the surface. Alexios could see the unhappy frown on his face through the visor of his helmet. Don't worry, he said silently. You won't be out here long, only for the rest of your life. The two men were riding a slow, bumping tractor across the bleak surface of Mercury, dipping down into shallow craters and then laboring up the other side, moving farther and farther from the base. It was night. The sun would not rise for another hour, but the glow of starlight and the pale glitter of the zodiacal light bathed the bleak landscape in a cold, silvery radiance. Despite all the months he'd been on Mercury, Alexios still could not get accustomed to